Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
Yeah, let's not forget the website, craigjamesfinancial.com. Not only great information, but you go on the site and you pre-register. Now for all the fantastic webinars and events coming our way, pretty much averaging about one a week. Dow yesterday with a good one. As far as the finish, up 456 for a change. As the futures market is down about 93 or so, last I looked, just a couple of minutes ago. We welcome in Mr. Ferentino. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, thank you for checking a couple of minutes ago. Yes, we're still there, down a little bit to yesterday was up. You know, so we get an update, we love it. And we get it, of course, will it sustain for several days in a row is the big question. The jury is still out on that as we're still in earnings season. All right, so we got stocks. You know, I had better news on the economy in China, and the S&P really gained about 2%, the Dow adding more than 400 points. You know, really saw positive activity and COVID trend news out of China. Seems like, you know, China is like this zero tolerance policy, which is very, very tight. And what they're showing is that it seems like Shanghai is reopening, and that would really, really help in terms of chip technologies and things like that. So part of this is a supply issue. Part of this, obviously, is an inflation issue. When you put the two together, it's a disaster. That's what we're going through right now. So what we're really seeing is technology led to the upside, and that kind of led us out there. And what we're also seeing is that interest rates ticked higher. It's very funny to watch. I'm really very laser-focused on the 10-year Treasury. It's hovering near this 3%. What I like about it is that it's stabilizing around the 3% for now. And what we're going to see, I think, in the future, if it really holds at 3%, you know, give or take maybe 3.1, 2.9, we have a pretty decent-shaped yield curve, meaning that you're making more on your money if you're holding it longer, and you're making less on your money if you're holding it shorter. You know, that's the normal yield curve should be. So, I mean, I think what happens is that when we're starting to see the five-year and the two-year almost yielding the same, they're paying you the same amount of money holding it 5 years, you know, that shouldn't be the case because they got your money for three more years longer. You have inflation rate risk and all this other stuff. So right now we're holding the 3%, which I think is very encouraging. Not calling anything here, but that's one of the things I'm certainly looking at. We got a lot more wood to chop in the market in terms of supply issues. Now, interesting on the other side, the Target came out with some numbers this morning. Very, very bad numbers. Their stock is trading down, Jay, pre-market. Target. Well, you know, the big retailer that competes with Walmart. Also, Walmart had some issues, as they reported the other day. And they're down, trading down 22%. So it's one of those dividend-paying stocks. People like it. And they're going to start to see some pain when the market's up. Now, there may be some buying in there. They're basically complaining about a bunch of things, but mostly consumer spending is down. Go figure that. People are paying a lot more for gas, less traffic, less foot traffic in the Target. And number two, supply chain issues. So there we are. We also hear this morning from Lowe's and a couple of other companies, TJ Maxx also this morning. So we're going to see if there's going to be there's a pattern here when you look at the retailers or people are afraid to spend, which also is going to happen in an inflationary environment. And then after the bell, we hear from Copart, Bed Bath & Body Works, Cisco Systems. So and Cisco is all eyes on that as well, because that's a technology company that basically should be able to weather some of this as well. As for today, Jay, investors really need to sit tight, take a look at what they have. If there's anything that needs to be changed or they're not quite sure, then they really need to give our office a call at Craig James Financial. We want to help people out through this and navigating. I'm at a conference today in Lake Placid with a bunch of really, really great people. So it's good to be here, Jay, in the where the Olympics, and matter of fact, the great Russia USA hockey game just a few feet from my hotel here. So very, very exciting to be up here and see this thing all play out again in the news. It's so funny how things come around, Jay.
But listen, things change on a dime, and who knows? You know, you got a 456 bump yesterday. Listen, we might finish the week in pretty good shape, but we shall see. We do know that it's a resilient market. So that's one thing we do know. So we will wait and see, my good friend. This is Craig Ferrantino on the website. Let's not forget that. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great info. Pre-registering on the site. Essential as far as everything concerned with the webinars and events. They are phenomenal. Sir, we await you on a Thursday morning. We can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Jay. Have a wonderful day. I really enjoy it.